Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want, this is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Today's podcast is a solo episode, and it's just me having a bit of a chat with you about things that no one tells you when you're going to go through a separation or a divorce or a breakup, whatever you want to call it. The reason I'm recording this episode is because I've taken it pretty well straight from a conversation that I've had with a loved one recently who has given me their full permission to borrow from our conversation. And this person is going through a tough time, a really tough time in terms of making the decision to exit a very long-term relationship. And it's never easy. Like, it's never easy. And there are certain things that we have discussed. We've been having a lot of phone calls lately because she doesn't live in the state. And I think sometimes it's nice to just be able to talk with someone who is a little bit removed. And so we've been chatting a lot about what it actually means to go through a divorce, to go through a separation. And I have found myself saying, like, no one tells you that, you know, and then ... which we'll get into. But it kind of made me think, are these things that people should be told? Because I think, unfortunately, sometimes the restart of a life, which I am all for, but sometimes the restart of a life can come across as like this glamorous kind of process. You know, I've even heard other influencers call it glowing up. Like, you're going to go through a breakup and you're going to glow up. And, you know, people even saying that people's partners should be afraid because I'm going to teach them how to glow up and all of that sort of stuff. And whilst, of course, in a breakup, there is an invitation, there is an opportunity to grow and expand and learn and do things that perhaps you never thought that you would, and to change the script of your life. But it's not all good, you know, and not to be a downer. There are so many hard things that I do think we should talk about. And as I said, I found myself in conversation saying to this friend of mine, no one tells you that. Like, no one tells you that. And so that's what this episode is about. And I think if you've been through a breakup, you might find yourself nodding along. If you are in a partnership, you might find yourself really just wanting to get to your partner to give them a big squeeze. And I just felt compelled to record it. So let me know what you think. As always, it means the world to me. If you're not yet subscribed to the Frey Podcast, please hit subscribe. It definitely helps in terms of the metrics and understanding what people are interested in. So I appreciate that if you do that. So, five things that no one tells you that I'm about to tell you. And of course, these are my own experience, but the more I've discussed them with other friends, the more I've realized that it's not actually that individual, because we are all in it together. So the first one that I wanted to talk about is, no one tells you how much you're going to come face to face with this human need to understand your own relationship with certainty versus uncertainty. We all have a different level of comfortability when it comes to uncertainty. Some people value certainty so high when it comes to their own core values, and other people are much more into spontaneity and really don't value it that much. But when you go through a breakup from a long-term relationship, you come face to face with the thoughts of, what is my life going to be like? And you kind of have to grieve this whole future that you imagined that you would have with your person. Because no one enters a marriage, no one enters a long-term relationship normally thinking like, oh, this could end, you know, or preparing for the worst. You're in it with the intention, I think, of staying in it in most cases. And so there is a level of certainty in that. You are certain that you have this person. You are certain of the life you're going to have together, even though you don't know all of the minutiae, you don't know all of the details. It's like, oh, this person is going to be a pillar for me. And when you're looking at not having that person and realizing, oh, like, what is my personal relationship with uncertainty? And that can be something that stops people from leaving a relationship that they might not feel is the right one for them. It's like this fear of the unknown. And so just kind of thinking about it and perhaps talking about it with your therapist and your friends, you know, what is your story surrounding certainty and uncertainty? And if you think of the uncertainty of not knowing, like I've used this term before of like looking down the barrel of your life and knowing versus looking down the barrel of your life and knowing that's not the life you want, it might just bring up some different feelings and thoughts for you that you might even like to journal about. And, you know, for some people listening, you might go, you know what, that's it. I haven't thought about my relationship to certainty and what this means for me, but that could be the thing that is holding me back, or that could be the thing that is keeping us together. And I don't think, you know, and take it for what it's worth, but I don't think that certainty is a reason to be with someone. And I'm sure that most people have very, you know, much more balanced relationships, and certainty doesn't play a huge part in it. But I know for sure there will be people going, yeah, that's a big one for me. You know, growing up, I felt unstable or insecure in my family dynamic. So the thought of going through the motions of like, what if, what's going to happen now is scary. And so if that brings something up for you, you might be able to kind of turn it around by spending time thinking about what are other parts of your life that are certain, that are for sure, you know. And similar to in the past when I've spoken about identity, you know, when it comes to leaving a long-term partnership, it can be really, really discombobulating if you don't have a strong sense of self. And I've said time and time again, I had so much of my self-identity steeped into being a wife and being a good mum. And then to go through a divorce, it just brought up so much stuff of being like, oh, fuck, I'm not that. Like, I'm neither of these things. And it's really, it's a lot to cope with. And that's one of the reasons why we've worked on the blueprint. It's to help you, not to leave your partner, but to help you connect with different parts of yourself. And so just like identity with certainty, is that one a big one for you? Are there things that you need to work on there to allow yourself to feel like you are at a more stable kind of homeostasis when it comes to meeting that human need? Can you meet that human need in other ways? The next one that I've got written down here is, no one tells you how hard it can be to answer the question, oh, why did you guys separate? Like, no one says to you, you know what, you're going to be asked that, and it's going to be a really tricky one to answer. And I think I find it hard to answer. And this is the thing, you know, like, there's never one reason. You know, no one tells you that it's going to be hard for you to find the words to say, it's never one reason. Like, I don't think that there is any breakup ever where you can point to one clear moment without taking any ownership of other components of it. Like, it's all of the things. It's never just one thing. A relationship, as Esther Perel says, is the space between two people, and it's two people making contributions to that space. And so whilst you might go, oh, this is like the one reason I'm comfortable saying, there are 100 reasons behind that that you're not comfortable saying, or that you're just not ready to articulate. And I think nobody tells you. It's a really unfair question to ask people. Why did your relationship end? Unless you know the people really well. You know, I have strangers that'll say to me, like the first time I'm meeting them, that will ask this question. And it's like, oh, like how much time have you got? You know, and how deep do you want to go? So yeah, I just think no one really talks about the fact that it's very rarely like one thing. And asking that question isn't fair, I don't think. I think it's a much fairer question to ask someone how they're doing. Like, how was it for you? You know, maybe that's a better question to ask. Next up, number three, no one tells you or talks about, I don't think, the reality of facing being alone. It's one of those things, like when you exit a relationship, some people just assume eventually they will meet someone, and some people will assume that they never ever want to meet someone else, depending on what their breakup was like and all sorts of things. But I think a lot of people, unless you're someone who's codependent and you like are just going to be like, you know what, I will take any relationship versus being alone, unless you're that, you might have periods in your life where you need to really come to peace with, what does a life look like if I never partner up with someone again? Because it's not guaranteed, you know? And back to my first point about certainty versus uncertainty, there is no guarantee that you're going to meet someone who you feel is a better fit for you, or that you're going to meet someone that you're really happy with, or that you're going to have that long-term thing again with. And I think there was a part of me, you know, in 2019 and whatnot, going through it, where I was like, oh yeah, of course I'll meet someone. Like, of course I'm going to have other love stories. And I think I've gotten more comfortable, you know, a couple of years in with going, well, what does a life look like if I don't meet someone? Now, that's not to say that I'm like throwing my hands up in the air and all brokenhearted, but it's just like a reality of going, you know what, I can't actually wait. Like, I can't wait to meet someone to do anything. And I do think in the early days, there was a part of me that was kind of holding out, you know, and I was saying to my girlfriend, again, when we were having this conversation about things that no one tells you, I had to learn how to have family days all over again, because there was a part of me that was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Like, this isn't a full family unit, just the three of us. And one day when I meet someone, it will feel right again. You know, we'll be doing more fun things. I'll take the kids on holidays. I'll do this. And, you know, I think I've done a lot of work on myself in the last couple of years, but I really have come face to face, toe to toe, with the idea of, what does a life look like if I don't meet someone? And like, it's not a thought that lights me up, because I definitely am someone who loves love. I am romantic. I am obsessed with affection. But also, I can't not live my life waiting to meet someone. You know, I don't know if that will hit with some people, but it was a big one for me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Next up, something that no one talks about, and it's not going to apply to every single person that's gone through a breakup, but if you've gone through a breakup that's gotten tricky, you know, that's been a hard breakup, whatever that looks like for you, you might find yourself questioning everything. And that is so soul destroying, like so soul destroying to go, oh my gosh, was everything not how I remembered, you know? And who was I, or how was I, if I didn't understand and realize that? And there's almost like this degree of, I don't know if the term like self-gaslighting is right. I'm sure it's not, but that's just the one that comes to mind, in terms of being like, oh, I had this reality, and then all of these other things have happened that have made me question this reality. And it can just be very confusing, because you kind of can lose trust, like lose trust and faith in your own memory and your own judgment. And it can be hard then to trust your judgment moving forward. You know, it can be really, really tricky, that questioning of the past, and the reality and the version of you. And sometimes you might find yourself longing to be that older version of yourself that hasn't been through, I was going to say through the war, that hasn't been through it,
you know, that version of you that hasn't seen a different side to something. And you kind of long for that ignorance is bliss type of stuff. So that's a big one. That's a big one for sure. And last but not least, something that some people will tell you, but I don't think people talk about it enough. If you have children and you go through a breakup, the physical pain that you feel in your body for putting your kids through, and it's not even great language, but for some of us, the pain that we feel just because we know that we are impacting our children's beliefs surrounding relationships, we can see our children hurting, we can see our children being confused. Like that guilt and that pain can feel like a physical ache. And it takes time. Like it takes time to kind of accept that physical ache and to make space for it. But in the early days, you know, I think I said soul destroying before, it can feel soul destroying to see your kids go through challenges that you feel like, oh, I wish I could protect them from. And I don't have a magical answer for like how to cope with that, but just the fact that even relationships that go through an amicable separation, there can just be such a physical pain in being separated from your children. And I know in my episode that I did with my sister, we spoke about kind of feeling lucky in a way to have this amazing, you know, mum life where we get to be with our kids, and then have this other life where you do get that bit of freedom and that bit of space to date and explore and whatnot. And that's true. That's absolutely true. But the flip side, like the other end of that stick, is like it destroys you. Like it really, it can feel so, so hard. And I think it's important that people talk about that. You know, it's not all easy breezy for every couple that decides to call it quits. And just like Kristen Neff said during my interview with her when we were speaking about self-compassion, just knowing that other people have felt a similar ache or feel a similar way can be comforting. So for anyone who is listening who's like, yeah, I know, like I know that feeling in your stomach, that pain in your chest, all of that stuff that goes along with the guilt and the shame and everything like that. And that's not going to be everyone's experience. I think a lot of it comes back to how we were conditioned growing up. You know, I certainly feel like I grew up with a lot of rhetoric surrounding the importance of finding a good man, having a good life, having, you know, like going down that well-worn path of like, of course you'll meet someone and you find someone who's good and then you marry that person. And like now when I reflect on getting married young and like all of these things, I'm like, wow, how different would things have been for me personally had I been raised to not be so focused on, you know, living towards the male gaze and assigning so much of my importance and identity and validity in being connected to a good man, if that makes sense. I don't know if it will. It's a bit of like a sad, somber podcast, isn't it? But that wasn't my intention. My intention is, as always, to make a difference. And if this makes a difference by one person out there going, yeah, I feel that, I get that, then that is brilliant. And as I said, maybe the difference it will make for you is just loving, like loving the fact that you have this great person in your life. The other thing that I just wanted to add to the point about the pain that separation can cause for children, one of the things that I have been most comforted by, and I'll tell you, like the thing that I'm not comforted by, like when people says kids are resilient, I'm like, yeah, like they're resilient to a certain extent, but if you don't have sensitive kids, you don't understand. Like you do not get how much it impacts them. So when people would say to me, kids will be resilient, they're fine, I'm like, yeah, not like one of my kids, no. Like he's just, it's not how it works. But something that I have found comforting is the fact that I listen to so many podcast interviews with a variety of people. I really, really love hearing from people of all different walks of life. Sometimes it's a lighter type of interview and other times it's deep and it's about trauma. You know, it depends on the day. But one of the biggest takeaways I've had is adversity gives color to people's story. you know? And we all have a different level of adversity. A lot of us in this country, we are so privileged, so, so privileged, but that doesn't mean we haven't faced adversity and we haven't faced challenges that are still absolutely valid to ourselves. And so when I listen to interviews of people that I admire and who have overcome or achieved certain things, and they talk about like the challenges from when they were growing up, it helps me to reframe my position in the story of my kids' lives. You know, yes, it's not ideal for them, all of these things, which again, like not enough people talk about how hard it is. So many people are like, oh, this was the best thing ever for the kids and the kids are so much happier. And it's like, great, great if that's your reality, but a lot of kids really struggle. So when I hear people in interviews talk about, you know, like, oh, this was a hard time for our family, but my mum, you know, she always did My mum always made sure that there was fun in the house or whatever it is. You know, you hear people talk about their experiences and they can usually draw something positive from a hard situation. And so I just wanted to leave you with that, because if you are in the situation where your kids are finding it hard for any challenges that they go through, you know, even if it's bullying at school and you can't control that environment, you can control the way that you respond and that part of the story. You know, you can be the mum who, if your child is old, you know, when they're older, flash forward, imagine them in 20, 30 years giving an interview and they're like, you know what, I had a hard time at school. But mum would always put me on her lap and talk me through it. Or mum would tell me about a time when she was bullied, or we developed this certain routine, like whatever it is. As parents, we have the honor and also the pressure of coloring the lives of our kids with different experiences. And whilst we can't control everything and we can't always make it good, and nor should we want to, like really, nor should we want to. We do have the opportunity to step up to the plate in the way that we feel is going to serve them in the long run. So I hope this has been helpful for someone out there. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know via Instagram. Also, Blueprint launching in 9 days. If you haven't signed up yet, do it quickly, because we are going to cut off the sign up very, very soon and you won't be able to do it, which means you won't get early bird access. If you haven't listened to my episode talking you through the blueprint, go and do that. It's identities, it's belief constellations, it's values, it's intuition, it's inspired action, it's journaling for you. All right, I'll talk to you soon, team. This is what I want, this is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you want.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.